Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Welcome into the greasy garage studio. Yes, I'm back. We were down the hall here in the Outer World Plaza in the pumpkin studio there, of course, as you know why, because of the orange month. But we are now... Folks, we're in a month of thanks, throughout all 3 hours of Auto World today, I just want to make sure that your pecan pie power steering fluid is okay. So we're going to have a lot of fun today here on Auto World. Thank you. The garage door is now open, and thank you for welcome in to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host, and it's a pleasure to be behind the silver microphone, as always, coast to coast, worldwide. What an honor. I'm very proud to say that, and thank you for making that happen. And right off the bat, I want to start off with, some things are a little bit different right now for the radio side of the microphone, but we're making it happen. And that's the main thing about radio and also the device you're listening to me on. The internet, et cetera, the apps, et cetera, our great Auto World radio affiliates. And I want to thank, first off, right off the bat, all of you that not only you, the listeners that are tuning into your favorite radio station and your town that you're living in and sitting there in your lazy boy recliner, fasten that seatbelt, and move the TV tray, would you? Get that thing out of the way. We're going to fasten you in the seat. We're going to have a good ride here today on Auto World. Who uses TV trays anyway? Huh? If you have grandchildren, you probably are going to use a TV tray. But no, I want to thank all of our great Auto World radio affiliates, the folks now that are sitting in there to make sure that we are live as we are. And thank you for taking your time out on your weekend, your Sunday, to make this happen. And a special thanks and a shout-out goes out to Nitro Nate. Oh, there's our shout-out horn. Oh, yeah. Nitro Nate. Yes, he's sitting right here locally, folks, at KBOI. All you folks listening on KBOI, News Talk, KBOI, AM 670-93.1. Nitro Nate is making sure this is happening. We're sending equipment out to all the great Auto World radio affiliates to make it better for you. So thank you again, Nitro Nate, and all of the other producers, engineers, program directors, owners, managers, everyone that has an affiliation with radio stations to make Auto World happen. Thank you. Because I am here behind the silver microphone for, 47-some years. I'm not that old, am I? Wait a minute, let me feel my top of my head. Yeah, there's some hair left. No shininess yet. Shininess from the snow on the roof here. But yeah, it's a pleasure. I've been ASC certified master technician for years and broadcasting for many, many years since 1992. And that means that more things are coming. Every hour of Auto World right here in the Greasy Garage studio is different. So stay tuned for every hour of Auto World. And with that, let's do it. In the house, we have Eddie, the engine emailer. He takes care of your emails. He's got the email bag on his lap. I've got quite a few emails he's told me before the show. And so we're going to take quite a few of those today. We're going to do your emails live at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And of course, Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good when you call 855-660-4261. Welcome in. Thanks for taking your time, part of your life, to spend the next 3 hours with me. And again, don't forget now to bother your radio station right there. If you only take 1 hour of Auto World, let's get them to take two or maybe all three. Every hour is different. Let's start with the hubcap, and that hubcap has got the menu in it. Let's do it. Eddie, the engine. Oh, yeah, the engine. He's got an engine V12 under the hood. Give me that hubcap. Thank you, sir. Woo! 15-inch rusty old hubcaps turned upside down. This is the the menu for what we're going to be doing today. So on the third hour, start right there. We'll go backwards today. This week on Auto World. Of course, every hour I'm going to have Auto World trivia for you. Very unique trivia today. And, you know, one or two every hour. And some I might open up the phone lines are always open, of course. But we'll open them up and maybe we can get you a gift bag, a detail gift bag. The detail wise, to keep the inside of your automobile looking good inside and out. So, third hour. Right off the bat there in the third hour. SEMA, S-E-M-A. Oh, yeah. What is it? Who is it? Why do they do it every year? Well, it was last month, not just like a week ago. They just ended up actually a day ago. So what is SEMA all about and why and how come? Okay, I've got a little bit of history about SEMA on the third hour. And I also have for you the SEMA, the Best Vehicle Award goes out to... Well, you'll find out on the third hour, right there. Yes. And the third hour, we're going to congratulate, congratulations actually goes out to you who participated in the KAB. KAB, folks. KAB. And, hey, did you look over at our Facebook page, my Facebook page, the address, my name, Mark Evans. We also have Auto World Radio over there. This Space Camper. Go over and take a look. Auto World Radio Facebook. Mark Evans Facebook, and then Instagram account is Auto World Media. Oh, yeah, I've got some information on that space camper. You're going to need to get one. And on the third hour, too, the divorce is in the works. And this one, this divorce, folks, has a $5 billion price tag on it. That is all just on the third hour. Let's go to the second hour. We'll give you a little bit of a taste. Oh, yes, you know. One thing you really don't want to taste is that pecan pie power steering fluid. It probably smells better than the normal power steering fluid. Second hour, are you howling for more HP? Coming up second hour, what brands were honored in the 2023 Newsweek Auto Awards? That's coming up on the second hour. And also, I'm going to bring you one brand, my friends, received 5 best awards. And you've been wondering, I know you have, because a lot of you have been asking me here local in the Boise, Idaho area. Mark, can you please help me and tell me which one I should buy for my very first one? Not a car, not a truck, an EV. We're going to, I am, yeah, and you're going to be with me, of course, with the seatbelt fastened in that Lazy Boy recliner where you're sitting at right now. Which one is the better starter EV for you? I have 2 brands we're going to talk about. We're going to go under the bonnet for you folks listening across the pond. Hello. Good to have you along in Germany and Australia and Sweden. And also, we're going to go under the hood, too, for you folks over here, right here, listening to me on your favorite radio station. Digital key. Do you have one yet? No. Is your car even accepting a digital key? Is it too old for a digital key? Well, a digital key is now available on a couple of new models. I'm going to share that with you here on Auto World on the second hour, and also some of the brands that already have a digital key. Do you have a digital key? I'd love to hear about it. Do you like it? Have you had a problemo with it? Have you had to go to the dealer and ask them a few questions? Why isn't this thing working? Has it messed up your device? See, that's why I'm here. I want to know, 2 heads are better than 1. And in this case, there's a couple million of you out there, and I do appreciate that. 855-660-4261. So right now in the first hour, let's get this bad boy going. The garage door is up. First hour, the first big wave's coming, folks, and the Redwood Materials Company is ready. That's here on the first hour. And with that, we're going to be talking when I come back from this first break about recycling your EV batteries. And that's another topic and subject that a lot of you have been emailing and calling me direct on. Mark, I'm not going to buy an EV. What are they going to do with the old battery when it goes out? We're going to find out when we come back from this very special break. A little secret sauce from our local radio stations right there where you're listening and our national sponsors. Recall also, folks, all something to do with an indicator light? So much to get to. Thank you for being here. I'm Mark Evans. Gonna tell you when.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ooh, you might not ever
send you some detail products so you don't have to go to the car wash. Oh, yeah. There's nothing like, you know, hand washing your car and getting that right wash mitt out. Hey, folks, don't wash your car with dishwash soap. It's designed to take all the oil off your dishes. The grease, the oil, the debris, the sewage off your dishes. It does the same thing to your car. See, your paint actually has an oil in it. That's right. We don't want to take the oil out of your paint. Say goodbye to the color then. Good to have you along right here on Auto World. Today we've got a lot of things happening. That's right. But the most of all, folks, you're the star of the show. And because of that, this is the reason why I'm here. Thank you. Appreciate it. 855-660-4261 is my number since 1992. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Also, I do want to shout out to all of you. Thanks for following me on Facebook. We're pegged. 5,000 friends there. I do appreciate that, but I do accept the Facebook messaging. Absolutely. Thanks for communicating with me constantly. Instagram is AutoWorldMedia, just like our website, AutoWorldMedia.com. Soon to come, folks, products that you don't have to scratch your head anymore at the parts store. We're going to have them right there. You can just look at the photo. You know, like they say, a photo's worth a thousand words. But right now here on Auto World, oh, by the way, Auto World Tech Talk is coming your way. Cold weather, and new battery. Whoa, the teletype's going off. What the heck? Woo! Well, better get over here. Hang on a second. Let me grab it. That thing is still working after 20,000 years old. I love those teletypes. They work good. Uh-oh. Whoa. Oh, this is some unbelievable news. Shell, you know the Shell oil company? I mean, Shell owns Pennzoil. Shell owns Quaker State. Shell owns Shell, besides other companies. So I guess you could say their umbrella's got a lot of things in it. Called oil and gasoline. Well, Shell, this last third quarter, the last 3 months of our life, they post a $6.2 billion profit. Billion. $6.2 billion in the last 3 months. Just in the last 3 months. But good news, though, on the other hand, oh, I have the right hand on the mouse and the left hand's still there. Well, it's on the teletype news, and they had just also announced they're going to buy $3.5 billion worth of their shares back. It's called a buyback. Whoopee! $6.2 billion. Gasoline at its finest. Some petrol. That's a big number, isn't it? Scary number. You know, it's funny, and it's not really funny anymore, but it's not millions anymore, it's billions in profit. Okay, let's get to it. Right now, to the point of recycling. That's a big word. I'm going to try to iron it out for us. Recycling. You know, I've talked to quite a few of you through about the last 3 years about, you know, EVs, electric vehicles. And a lot of the talk is around the range. A lot of talk is around the recycle. What are they going to do? How much does a new battery cost for one of those cars, Mark, when they do go out? I've talked to you about questions concerning what's going to happen to the battery in the EV. Well, let's start back. Back the bus up, Mark. Beep, 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 beep. How many 12-volt batteries have you turned in your life back to the parts store where you purchased the new 12-volt battery? You know that little plastic box that has two posts on it? One has a plus and one has a minus. Positive and negative, yes. I was going to post a picture, but I will not, about a pile of batteries that most of us have used. And we take them back to the parts store, and where do they go? They get recycled, yes, but who does it? Where does it happen? Does it pollute your air? There's a lot of questions concerning that. In fact, we could talk a whole entire hour concerning the recycle word. But right now, I want to give you some good news and some information concerning what you've asked me about. You folks here locally, and a lot of you have emailed in. Thank you for sending me your phone number through email. I just keep it to myself, and we talk. And it's about EV recycling. Redwood Materials, folks, That's the company name, Redwood Materials, gears up to recycle the very first big wave of used EV batteries. See, EV batteries, well, in 2024, 250,000 aging electric vehicles will be ready for dismantling and recycling. 250,000 next year. Yeah, they've been out quite a few years already. So, dismantling and recycling, going to the boneyard, the junkyard, the recycle yard, whatever you'd like to call that yard, over there on whatever street you have outside of town. Well, hopefully it's outside of town, but most of them are inside town now, selling to developers. Okay, so recycling, though, it's going to jump 30% in 2023 for EV batteries. Redwood Materials aims to be the country's leading EV battery recycle, folks. They're ramping up its operations to prepare for the upcoming of the pile of EV batteries. They're going to be no good. Of course, now this company was created by Tesla co-founder J.B. Strebel, which he also makes components for new batteries from materials. It recovers from old ones. He finds that old batteries like you have that you're recycling, you take back to the parts store. Now, parts and pieces. Now, right now, he's stating that, JB stated to me that he expects some 250,000 aging Tesla Model S sedans, Nissan Leaf hatchbacks, Toyota Priuses, Prius plug-ins, and other hybrids to turn up at dismantlers lots in 2024. Yeah. That's up every single year, big time. So, he's going to do it, his company, and the first major wave of EVs coming off the road. See, that due to the early ramp of the EVs back in 2012 to 2014 time range, the full EVs, those numbers, those hybrids also, those batteries are starting to go south, not to Arizona, but south in the to try to start that EV. So the good news, closely held to the company, they want to recover as much as high-value metals in the EV and hybrid batteries as they possibly can, including the nickel, the cobalt, the lithium, and the copper. It's good news. Electronic waste processors, Redwood. Just think two words, Redwood Materials. When we come back, I'm going to let you know where they're located and some more news about their company recycling those EV batteries.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Efforts to resume evacuations of injured Gazans and foreign nationals through the Rafah crossing to Egypt were underway on Sunday after being suspended due to a deadly attack on an ambulance. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas demanded an immediate Israeli ceasefire during a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Gaza's health ministry reported at least 47 casualties in a strike on a refugee camp overnight. The Rafah crossing is the only exit point from Gaza not controlled by Israel. Evacuations began under an internationally brokered deal on Wednesday. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year.
According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or more. The NRF attributes this to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in expected growth rate of 3 to 4% over 2022. I'm John Schaefer.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the middle of the road. Folks, Redwood Materials gears up to recycle the very first big wave of the used EV batteries that are coming their way. They're stating that it's going to be up next year in 2024, 30%. It's going to happen. So they're actually electronic waste processors, a battery factory, the scraps, the auto companies. It works with Toyota, Ford, Volvo, Volkswagen, Redwood has raised, folks, about $2 billion and secured a $2 billion federal loan to expand recycling and component production operations at its Nevada plant. Nevada! In the U.S. of A. And they're doing a new facility to recycle your EV battery under new construction right now near Charleston and South Carolina. You folks listening there? Absolutely. You might even have a job coming up and working there recycling these EV batteries. Congratulations. I think it's awesome. They're recycling them. They're going to pull the parts and pieces out. They're going to recycle them. So, they do not want EV batteries in landfills, folks. Well, it's time for email. Oh, keeping EV batteries out of landfills, thank you. Redwood.
materials right there. Absolutely. It's time. Eddie, the engine emailer. He takes care of your emails. He wants me to hand me the email bag there, Eddie. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's do it. Let's get in that email bag and find out what's in there. I know I got a lot of them to get to, he said. Oh. Now, Eddie, the engine emailer here at Auto World, he takes care of your emails. They come in. He tries to pull out the hard ones to try to stump the chump. I'm the chump. Thanks, Eddie. I appreciate it. Yeah, think you have one here that's going to stump me? Let's find out. I can read it. Hey, folks, if you do not want your email read there live on the air, then please just put, please don't read live on the air, but I will always help you. I always have a little gift for you, too, actually. A little detail bag with some Guires, Mothers, and Solution Finish in there, and some other goodies that are coming your way, too, brand spanking new. I do have more Adams polishes, too. Adams Detail Polish is in there, too, for you. So this one I can read. It's Bert. Bert, awesome. Thank you for the compliment there, Bert. Okay, let's read his email. And if you have a 911 problem with your car or a question concerning, you know, the smell, the noise, the price, you've been into the transmission shop and you don't understand why it's so much, usually those are the emails I get and the calls I get too. Mark, they're saying I need a new transmission for $6,500. My car's only worth $5,000, Mark. What do I do? See, questions like that. So let's get to Bert's email here. He says, hey, radio friend, good to be with you every week. Help! I have that EVAP code. I think it's a 440. Anyway, I replaced the gas cap, cleared the code, and I still have the 440 code. What to do? Question mark. Thanks in advance, my radio friend, Bert, with you in Auburn, New York. Well, Bert, appreciate it. I do appreciate it. It's good to be your radio friend, Bert. Thank you. Tuning in Auburn, New York, and that is our great Auto World radio affiliate right there in Auburn. WAUB, Finger Lakes News Radio, AM 1590 and FM 96.3, right there in Weedsport, Clyde, Seneca Falls, and Auburn, New York. Of course, all the other towns around there. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Thanks, for Bert. Good to be with you there in Auburn, New York right now. And yes, that 440 code. Oh, Bert, you're helping a lot of people right now through the silver microphone we are. Good to be able to help people. Now, this gas cap code. Folks, there's a couple things that, Bert, first off, you're making a model of car. I'll tell you this for a fact, that the aftermarket gas caps sometimes really do not work. When I say sometimes, that's about 75% of the time, Bert. Especially if you have a luxury brand. If you're driving a Lexus or a Mercedes-Benz or a Infiniti or a Acura or right down to you, Bert, you might even be driving a Lambo, Lamborghini or a Ferrari. No, you cannot purchase a cap. BMW, I think. Did I mention BMW? Anyway, a luxury, high-dollar type of luxury car. If you go to the aftermarket parts stores, you know, Advanced Auto Parts, Pep Boys, AutoZone, O'Reilly's, etc., and buy one off the shelf, it's an aftermarket cap, and it's not really going to help you. Yeah, it'll keep the gas from splashing out if the car's on its side, but engine light-wise, no. So they do work, though, for the domestic brands, though, Bert. So if you've got the Dodge, the Ram, the Chevy, the Ford, you know, the Nissan, I can go on here all day long. You know, the domestic brands, the ones that, you know, well, used to be 50,000 and below, but now I've got to say 80,000 and below, dollar-wise. So you need to go into the dealership and really get the real brand, OEM, original equipment manufacturing, gas cap, and try that, make sure. But if you have done that, then we need to think about one part, and it's called the purge valve solenoid. The purge valve solenoid is actually under that code, PO440 code. And a purge valve solenoid, what it does is it actually purges the vapors that's in your fuel tank. Think of your fuel tank as a big box, and it has liquid in it called, you know, petrol, gasoline, and then you have air. And if it's not full all the time, which it never will be because you're burning it. The gas is getting sucked up from the electric fuel pump that's in the box, going up to the engine and then returning back into that box. So you got some, you know, gurgling going along, going in to that box, and then because your engine's not going to burn all of that 45 psi pounds per square inch of pressure that it's getting. So the purge valve solenoid is usually what's causing that 444 440 code. Sometimes a 441 code will come up also. So what we need to do, Bert, to verify this purge valve solenoid, if you have one of those cheap type of scanners, it's only $49.59, even the $79.99 one will not. It only goes into first stage. Some go into second stage, but we need to go in the third stage of the computer and read the hard codes in that computer, and then that way it'll pinpoint. It'll go right past the gas cap code, and it'll go right to the purge valve solenoid. And yes, you're probably going to have to, you know, hire a shop to do it. They're going to charge you an hour minimum to scan it. But see, you have the answer. That's what it's all about. Because you don't want to chase the thing. You know, you really don't. It costs more to chase, to buy, be a parts replacer. We only want to replace the part that needs to be replaced. So now, also, you can, though, believe it or not, you can buy an aftermarket purge valve solenoid. You don't have to go to the dealer for that. And it's plugged in electronically. It purges the vapors in the tank so it doesn't have too much pressure. Literally in the lines going to the vapor canister, charcoal canister. So trying to keep it simple here. So purge valve solenoid, you can do yourself, Bert. Okay? Definitely that's something that, I hate to say it, but you could probably YouTube it. Be careful there, though. If you need any more help, please do. I can hopefully describe with words over an email or even a phone, if you want to throw me your phone number through the email here, you know, after the show, whatever day and hour is good for you, I can dial you right in there. See, just two lines, an electrical connector, purge valve solenoid's out of there. Thanks, Bert. Hey, hope that makes sense. Hope that helps some other folks, too. Right here on Auto World, I'm Mark Evans. Thanks, Bert. Send me your email. Send an address. I can send a detailed gift bag to you, Bert. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Thanks, Bert. We'll be right back with a recall, folks. Get your pen and paper and pencil out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Is running great.
Oh yeah, good to have you along. We've got one foot on the go pedal, don't we? Yes, we do. Fasten that seatbelt a little tighter in that lazy boy chair, would you? Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, before we get to the recall, I want to give you a little time to get the pen and paper and pencil out to take some notes. Again, the company, the brand is Ford. It has something to do with indicator light. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in just a second. So go ahead and text, call, and phone your neighbor, your friend, your relatives, your loved ones, and let them know that we're going to be talking about a recall. It's quite serious concerning an indicator light. A light is recalled, folks. But right now, it's time to go to the Auto World Tech Talk line. And what that means is we're going to talk a little tech on you. Something, again, that all of you are getting faced with because of tis the season. Cold weather. Batteries. Uh-oh, I talked a little bit about the recycling of EV batteries and your recycling of your battery because you do need a new battery. Some of you don't understand what is going on. Here this last week, I got quite a few emails, and that's why I wanted to do this segment on Auto World Tech Talk because of the questions I received concerning car horn. Your car horn has been sounding strange, and you're wondering why. And those are the emails I've been getting, some phone calls, of course. So here's, you know, big thing is of course, the wintertime, cold Jack Frost, you know, nipping at your nose, coming in, putting frost on your windshield if your car's sitting outside, of course. And, you know, truthfully, your garage, even if you park in the garage, folks, your garage is not as warm as your house, unless you have a heater in there. But even with all that said, when your battery gets old, it starts deteriorating. It starts to get to the point where it click, click, click. You know, it doesn't help you. So I want to give you some tech talk here to help you out with your battery. You know, starting a car in the cold weather puts a lot more strain on a car battery than in the summertime. Your car needs twice the amount of current through the battery to start your engine when temperatures take a dive. You know, it gets cold. So here's some stats. The car batteries lose about 35% of their strength when temperatures plummet to 0 degrees. That's Fahrenheit. Yeah, 35%, folks. And if it gets below zero, this is what's really kind of unique. If it gets -2, your battery says, I'm not working for you. It loses almost 60%, 58.9% of its power. So, a couple, three things here. One is batteries, if your battery is more than 3 years old, the average lifespan of an automobile battery is about 3 to 5 years, period. And with the increasing electronics that you have, all those creature features you have in the vehicle that you're owning, you're really asking your battery to work even more. And you're thinking it's the alternator. No, it's your battery. Your alternator is going to charge your battery box up, that little plastic thing called the battery, that box. But once it gets charged, it has to hold the charge. If it doesn't hold the charge, the alternator just keeps charging and charging and charging. And this is where your headlights are a little bit dimmer than normal. They look a little bit yellow. Literally, it's a battery issue, folks. Instead of they're looking yellow instead of white, of course. Now, that's because your battery is declining. Your warning lights, a lot of you have emailed me on that. Your interior dome lights are dimmer. They might even flicker, believe it or not. Have you had that happen when you open the door in the wintertime? You had your car in the garage overnight. You start it up, you drive to work, it's sitting outside. And it's cold outside. And this is what's coming up. I mean, literally, the weather is getting colder and colder. We're going into that. That's why I want to talk about it. Pay attention to the dashboard warning lights. If they come on, I mean, I'm talking, well, I've never had a Christmas tree light, you know, it looks like a Christmas tree, Mark. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So you have to, when you see these kind of signs and you see warning lights on, that's a warning of your battery going low. Your car horn. Yeah, your car horn sounds strange. When's the last time you even tried pushing that center cap on the steering wheel? No, your airbag won't go off. I want you to go, not right now, wait till after the show, 2 more hours. Go out there and push your horn button. See what it sounds like. Yeah, after sitting outside, though, okay? How about your radio, your heated seats, your cell phone charger? Just not working as usual. It's because the car battery is failing, folks. And guess what? Last thing I want to talk about, number 5 on my list, on the Auto World Tech Talk, a simple visual inspection or a smell test, believe it or not. If your battery is starting to smell like sulfur or rotten eggs, it's not your catalytic converter at that point, because you're parked and you have your hood open. Please open the hood. Start your car up. Turn the lights on. Turn the radio on. Turn the wipers on. Turn the rear wiper on. I mean, I'm talking about turning everything on. And then just stand there and smell the rotten egg smell. Smell the sulfur smell. That's your battery being boiled to death by your alternator, folks. Because the battery won't hold the charge. 3 to 5 years, period. How do I tell if it's 3 or 5 years old, Mark? Well, there's a little sticker on the side. And it has a letter and a number. The letter is the month. January is A. Oh, January, February. February is B. See how that goes? It's the alphabet. A, B, C, D. And that the number is the year that it was installed. If the sticker's not on there, look for a melted brand. Literally, they melt the letter and the number, which is the year that battery was built. Right in the side of the case. And also look for a swollen battery plastic box. It's swollen. If the battery box is actually swollen, the battery itself is swollen, get rid of it. It's been boiling itself to death. And one more thing. Oh, Mark, mine's a 7-year battery. Okay. When you do purchase a new battery, here's the first thing I want you to look at. You go to the parts store. Hey, even if you have an independent repair shop put a battery in for you, good. Fantastic. If you have the dealer put a battery in for you, fantastic. But I want you, when you go walk out to the parking lot and pick a car up and put the keys in it, before you drive home, pop the hood bonnet for you folks over there across the pond. Look at the sticker or the marking on the top of the battery where you poke the paper, the sticker out, telling you the month and the year. Hopefully they even did that. But look for the little round sticker, and you'll notice that battery they just put in is already a year old. That's right. Inside source. Inside, I'm taking you behind the door of a repair shop now. See, the battery's on the shelf. Are they continuously updated like food on the shelf that we go to the grocery store and buy? Yeah, there's nobody adjusting the dates on batteries in a parts store. Okay, now I'm in trouble. Oh, well. So, yes, I've had batteries delivered to my repair shop, and yes, they are old. That's the first thing I look at. And I call the parts store and says, I do not accept this battery. The thing is literally 4 months old. I'm selling a four-month-old battery to my customer. I want a new battery right now. And they actually just, oh, well, thank you. They're so busy there. They can't look at every single battery. I'm not calling them that they're bad or anything. People are bad. I'm just talking about that we have to tell them, folks, that you don't want a three-month-old battery when you first purchase it. You want today's date battery or a week-old battery, 2 weeks old. Okay, I'll go 2 weeks. Look for the little sticker on the side of the battery. And that is your Auto World Tech Talk to help you start your car and your vehicle this winter. Because I want you to be able to get to your Auto World. We didn't get to the recall. We can't have enough time. The garage door is starting to come down. Okay, we're going to the second hour. We're going to the second hour, folks. I've got Ford puts nearly 190,000 Mustangs under recall in connection to an indicator light. I'm going to give you the years. I already gave you the make, which is Ford, and the models, Mustangs. But second hour right here on Auto World, we're going to get to the, we're going to go under the hood and find out what this recall is all about. What models, what years, and how are you going to get it fixed? And are we really, really concerned about literally a brake? Is it a brake light? Is it a turn signal light? Is it an ABS light that's on? See, that's what I'm getting at. But right now I'm going to end up, that's second hour. Also in the second hour, more of your emails. Absolutely. And again, your phone calls right here on Auto World at 855-660-4261. Talking a little bit about SEMA next hour. Also, congratulations goes out to you who have participated in the KAB. And, oh yeah, the divorce that's costing $5 billion. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.